Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 12th week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for concurrence and non-concurrence for general bills and constitutional amendments has passed. The deadline for final adoption of conference reports on appropriations and revenue bills and general bills and constitutional amendments to be filed is Monday, March the 29th. Conference weekend. The MAS lobbying team has been informed that the 2021 regular legislative session will continue throughout this weekend. Legislators will work into the late hours to conference and negotiate on various measures to reach a final decision. Conferees named to important MAS bills. Weight limit measure, Senate Bill 2825. The current status of this measure will increase the weight limit of the harvest permit from 84,000 pounds to 88,000 pounds. The conferees named are as follows. Senate conferees, Senator Jennifer Branney, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Mike Thompson. House conferees, Representative Charles Busby, Representative Steve Massengill, Representative Ronnie Crudup. Use tax to pay bond debt legislation, House Bill 520. House Bill 520 allows both counties and municipalities to utilize the use tax diversion that they receive to pledge to pay all or a portion of debt service on debt issued by counties or municipalities for the purpose of repair, maintenance, and or reconstruction of roads, streets, and bridges. The conferees named to this measure is as follows. Senate conferees, Senator Josh Harkins, Senator Daniel Sparks, Senator Derek Simmons. House conferees, Representative Trey Lamar, Representative Jody Stevenson, Representative Steve Massengill. Rural Fire Truck Funding, Senate Bill 2602. Senate Bill 2602 diverts a portion of the non-admitted policy fee for a $5 million transfer to the Rural Fire Truck Funding Program. The Senate conferees are as follows. Senator Walter Michelle, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Michael McClendon. House conferees, Representative Hank Zuber, Representative Kevin Ford, Representative Charles Busby. Homestead Exemption Reimbursement, Senate Bill 2923. Section 8 of this measure makes an appropriation of $77,038,135. This line item appropriation represents a $1.9 million cut from last year's appropriation of $79,013,472. Counties need an appropriation of $88.7 million to be fully reimbursed. Please contact the conferees and ask for full reimbursement for Senate Bill 2923. Senate conferees are as follows. Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Walter Michelle, Senator Tyler McCann. House conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Scott Bounds, Representative Jim Beckett. Beaver Control Assistance Program, Senate Bill 2942. Senate Bill 2942 makes an appropriation of $1.1 million to the Beaver Control Assistance Program. The conferees are as follows. Senate conferees, Senator Briggs Hobson, Senator Sampson Jackson, Senator Sarita Simmons. House conferees, Representative John Reed, Representative Bill Poggett, Representative Vince Mangold. Bond issuance legislation, Senate Bill 2971. If there's going to be an omnibus bond bill passed, Senate Bill 2971 will most likely be the legislative vehicle for that action. Currently, this bill issues bonds for the Institutions of Higher Learning, or IHL, and it contains language that phases out the state income tax. There's a good chance this bill could change its format once it's finally adopted. Senate conferees for this bill is as followed. Senate conferees, Senator Josh Harkins, Senator Chris Johnson, Senator Dean Kirby. House conferees, Representative Trey Lamar, Representative Jody Stevenson, Representative Steve Massengill. That concludes this week's Legislative MAS Podcast Update. Thank you.